You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who is busy hosting a white elephant gift exchange. He couldn't come in tonight. In fact, he won't be in until early January. I'm in the chair until then. We're taking a few days off over the holidays just to recharge and, rethink things and get the show together for you. But we'll be back next week and then the week after that. And then Jim comes back with his very unique vocal stylings. My next guest is someone who says out loud what other servers wish that they could say. He is a writer. He is a waiter. He's an actor, a content creator. He's the voice of restaurant servers on Twitter and Instagram. He is the bitchy waiter on TikTok. He's the official BW. In real life, he's Darren Cardoza, and he joins me now from New York City. Darren, how are you?
Hi, Richard. Thank you. I'm very well. Thanks.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to speak to me today. I saw your article in Food and Wine magazine, and it caught my eye because I was a bartender and a waiter for many, many years, and I loved it. I loved doing it until the day that I didn't love doing it, and then I didn't do it anymore, but I did it for a long time. And the article that you wrote is called, Are You Being Rude to Your Server Without Realizing It? You might not even know you're making these faux pas, but now would be the time to stop. So there's a couple of things to sort of set this up that I'll ask you. Do you think that patrons, that your customers, have changed the way they behave in restaurants since the pandemic? Has that made an effect in the way that you interact with customers?
Yeah, it definitely has. And I would say it's even changed a couple of times since the pandemic, because I know when the pandemic first started, customers were very, very grateful to us who were working in the service industry. And just, I felt like they were gracious and giving us tips. And now I sort of feel like they've kind of slipped back to where they used to be, where they just sort of take us for granted and maybe not treat us so nicely as, you know, as they were at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, they're not throwing the 40% tips around anymore.
No, and those were nice. I will tell you that. That was great. Yeah.
So let's go through this section by section. There's a heading here that says, don't assume your server does something other than wait tables for a living. Now, there are two, my experience anyway, two kinds of waiters. There are people that do it and they're an actor or they've got something else bubbling on the side, totally legit. Then there are those who are career waiters, and I love a career waiter. They take pride in the job, they like the job, and it's what they do, and there's absolutely no shame in that. So that's, I guess, what you're saying here when you say don't assume your waiter, your server, does something other than wait tables for a living.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people think that people who are in the restaurant industry have no other options. And it's what you said, some choose to do it because it's what they love, and some choose to do it because it's a great source of income, even though maybe they're a teacher, you know, 9 months out of the year. Maybe they're in school and waiting tables allows them to make an income while still doing something else that's of merit. And I think a lot of customers just assume that waiters and waitresses are simply waiters and waitresses, and it's not always the truth. And I think it's kind of hurtful to assume that that's all that we can do.
Absolutely. I think that is too, but there's nothing wrong with only being a server.
There is not. And I always try to encourage people who have made a career out of the restaurant industry to embrace it, because it is a noble profession. You know, it's something that people can make a good living on. And I hate when I see people who feel embarrassed that they're a server after a certain age. You know, I'm well into my 50s and I've waited tables plenty of years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not embarrassed by it. And I don't think anyone should be. No.
So the next segment is no one knows the menu better than your server. And so I have worked in restaurants where people would come in and just essentially treat the menu like a series of ingredients and sort of take things apart. And that's not really the way it works in a lot of restaurants, certainly not the last restaurant I worked in, which was very strict about substitutions and all that kind of thing. So tell me a little bit about the segment for you. It's just trusting the waiter to tell you what's what.
Well, I wrote about the fact that so many times customers will ask, you know, what's the best thing on the menu, mm-hmm. or what do you recommend? And so you really put some thought in that to tell them, well, I think the grilled salmon is really delicious because it's on the grill. It's got a smoky flavor. It's really, you know, I think you're really going to love it. And then they just wrinkle their nose and like, ugh, I don't want that. No, you know what? I'm just going to get a hamburger. Then why did you ask me? You know, I'm telling you what 90% of my customers want and what they enjoy to eat. So if you don't want my opinion, don't ask me. I'm telling you honestly, what's the best thing in the menu? I want to do this for us.
And I was honest about that. Sometimes, you know, there's the old waiter thing. It's like the chef will say, listen, we got a lot of tilapia we got to get rid of. Yeah. If right. people ask, tell them that's the best thing on the menu. I was always honest about it, and it always paid off, I thought.
Yeah, I think honesty does pay off. If you can be honest with your customer, I mean, I've had people ask me what the best wine was, and at the time, I knew nothing about wine, and I was flat on honest with them and said, you'd be better off asking someone else. And they appreciated it. They gave me a really good tip because I didn't just try to sell them the most expensive bottle of wine we had.
Absolutely. So the next is, your table isn't a trash bin. This one seems fairly self-explanatory, but it also, I think, speaks to some experience that you've had that must have been particularly traumatic. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on this list.
Yeah. I'm often surprised at how comfortable people can be with leaving things on the table that should never be on a table, period, but let alone for someone else to take care of. And I'm telling you the truth, I have more than once taken a dirty diaper off of a table that someone changed at a table and thought, number one, it's okay to change their baby at a restaurant table. But number two, I'm just going to leave it on the table for my waiter to take away for me. That is not okay. No,
wow.
You want to leave like a gum wrapper or something.
Yep.
Sure. But like a used mask or a snotty Kleenex. No, that goes home with you, people. That's the truth.
I've seen some things, but I've never seen a dirty diaper left on a table. Wow.
I polled it on my Twitter account, and I'm surprised how many people have seen it. So it's not as rare of an occurrence that we would hope.
I'm speaking with Darren Cardoza, a.k.a. The Bitchy Waiter. Find him on Instagram and Twitter and on TikTok. We're talking about an article that he wrote for Food and Wine, simply about how to behave in a restaurant. You might not know that you're doing some things wrong in the restaurant. Something that I never liked, and it seems to happen a lot, and you wouldn't think that it would because we are all about personal space and everyone wants their own personal space, but people have a tendency to touch their waiters. They grab them, they hang on to them. I've had people sort of like hold my hand years ago. Tell me a little bit about this, because this also seems like it comes from personal experience for you.
Yeah, and it also seems like a no-brainer that you wouldn't touch a stranger, right? Mm-hmm. But it happens all the time with servers. And, you know, I think it probably happens with female servers more often.
Yep.
I think a lot of men are quite comfortable just touching their server. And sometimes people will do it with the expectation that they're just trying to get your attention. And that's fine. But still, I don't want to be grabbed by, you know, pretty much anybody, even the people I know. I don't want them to grab me, and I definitely don't want to be grabbed by a stranger. So if you need your service attention, just, you know, make eye contact. You don't really actually need to just touch us. It's okay. We'll get to you, I promise.
Now, we've just got about a minute left. Are you okay to stay for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we'll get back to the last segment on your article, because we just have 50 seconds left. Tell me, in New York, are you having the same problem that we're having in Toronto here, where it's very difficult to get people to work in restaurants right now?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. A lot of people don't seem to want to work in a restaurant right now. And I think it's because when people were unemployed during the pandemic, they kind of recognized that their time was really special to them, and maybe they didn't want to be in a job that they weren't appreciated for. So, I think it is a challenge for restaurants to staff their restaurants right now.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Darren Cardoza, a.k.a. The Bitchy Waiter. Find him on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, under Official BW, and find him in Food and Wine magazine, talking about things you should know about when you go to a restaurant. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. We'll be back with lots more News Talk Tonight in just a few minutes. Stay with me.
It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I just got back. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight. We're having a lot of fun talking about the important stuff, like how to behave in a restaurant. It's a busy season for restaurants out there, and I'm really pleased to have someone who I've been following on Twitter for ages, Darren Cardoza, a.k.a. The Bitchy Waiter. Find him on Twitter and Instagram as The Bitchy Waiter, official BW on TikTok. And he says what other servers wish they could say. And Darren, thanks for sticking through the break with us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And this, I think because I worked in restaurants for so long, I find your feed relatable and very funny. So there's a meme that you have here, and it says, when the customer tells me they know the owner, and then you play this. I don't care. And I used to work in a restaurant. The owner's name was Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. It's the female version of Frances. Right. And so people would come in and they'd be like, I want a table and I want it right now. And I'd say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have any tables for you. Well, find Frances for me. Find Frances. I'm a friend of Frances. And when he gets here, he'll get me a table. And I wish I had that meme. In those moments.
Yeah, you can also always say, when they say, I know the owner, you can say, which one?
Yes.
And that's really going to pinpoint. Even if there's just one owner, you can really throw them for a loop on that one.
Yep. I love that. These are tips for all waiters as the things everyone should know. So in the article in Food & Wine magazine that you wrote called, Are You Being Rude to Your Server Without Realizing It? You end on a note of empathy. Really, the subject title here is Your Eyes Have It. And it's essentially just saying, you know, it's a plea for kindness. We're all people here, whether you're sitting at the table and I'm standing next to it taking the order or vice versa. Eye contact's a good thing.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world for anyone to do. Most of us have the ability to move our eyeballs in the direction that we choose. So why would we not just take a half a second to just point them in the direction of the person who's bringing your food so you can just make that millisecond of a human connection instead of just ignoring the person who's bringing your food? It's rude to not do it, and it's so simple to make it happen. I don't know why it's not automatic for every single person.
You can find the article in the magazine at Food & Wine, and then online at foodandwine.com, written by Darren Cardoza. And it's insightful and funny and sort of gives you a little hint of maybe things that you're doing wrong, and you don't even realize it. Don't grab the waiter. Nobody wants that. Have you seen the movie The Menu?
No.
Oh.
How have I not seen this?
I do not know how you have not seen it. Ralph Fiennes plays a chef who decides that on the last night that his very exclusive restaurant is open, he's going to get even with people that have kept him in business but are never happy. He says, I'm done trying to satisfy people that you can't satisfy.
I do know this movie. I haven't seen it. Yes, I've heard of it. Yes.
Well, this feels like it's right up your alley. I think this might be something you'd enjoy.
Yeah, I would need to watch that. Unless it's streaming, I'm probably not going to watch it because I'm probably not going to actually make it to a movie theater because I'm super lazy and cheap.
Now, are you working in a restaurant currently? Do you have a night off and that's why we're talking?
I did work today, but right now I am sort of in between serving jobs. I'm still working for restaurants and I'm consulting and I'm writing a lot about them, but I haven't had an apron on for a little while, but I have full faith that it will soon be wrapped around my waist and not too far into the future. Yeah.
When you do it, now we've talked about things here that you expect the customers to do, but waiters have responsibilities as well. And and I really liked doing it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the social aspect of it. I enjoyed seeing people really enjoy a meal and getting people a drink that they were very happy with. What is it for you that has kept you doing it for so long?
Well, there is a human connection about it. And I guess it's just something in my nature that I like to please people despite my moniker on the internet.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
I do like to make people happy, whether it's serving them food or standing on a stage and making them laugh, whatever I can do. So, I guess it's just inherent that I like to be of service to people. And, you know, when I started my blog, it was really just to complain about waiting tables. And now I've been writing about it for so long that I sort of feel like I have to keep working in a restaurant so that I can keep being the bitchy waiter. So it's ironic. I think I painted myself into a little bitchy corner, but here I am.
Now, there's something that is starting to become more and more prevalent here in Canada. I think in New York, probably this has been something that's been happening for a while. But tell me how you feel about this. So there's a restaurant in Vancouver. It's a Michelin-starred restaurant. They only do a tasting menu. And if you make a reservation, whether it's for two people or for 10 people, they charge you in advance. They charge you $175 per head. And that includes a tip. And that's the tasting menu. And I think there's probably some wine tasting that goes along with that. It's a complete one and done. You just pay up, and then when you're done, you just get up and leave the table. Some people are pushing back against this, but I think it's kind of like going to the drive-in. You pay before you get your food there. I don't see why you wouldn't do it in a more upscale restaurant where each seat at every table is real estate. And if you make a reservation and don't show up, you're costing the restaurant money and you're costing the waiter money. How do you feel about it?
No, I totally agree with you, especially in a case like that where it's a tasting menu. It's very specific and it's not going to be inexpensive. So if you make a reservation and don't show up for that, they've already kind of planned their whole evening around you sitting at that chair. So yeah, you should definitely be charged for it. And I'm sure there's some exceptions. If you can't make it, you know, maybe provide a doctor's note or a death certificate for why you can't be there. But if you made a reservation, you know, follow through on it, especially if something that costs that much money. Yeah, I agree 100%. Why not do it?
Yeah, what this restaurant does, they say you can cancel within 48 hours. If it's any less than that, though, you have to have a death certificate. You've got to have a really good reason why you're not going to show up. And I get it. It took me a little bit of convincing, but right now, as I sit here, I think that's probably the way to go. I know that when I worked in restaurants, people would reserve tables of 10. You know, that's your night. That's what you're thinking you're going to make money for, and then not show up, or three people show up or something like that, and they show up late, and it really throws a wrench into the whole operation. So,
yeah, I don't see. It doesn't seem out of the question to me. I know that when I make a hair appointment or a spa appointment or something, you know, I don't necessarily have to pay in advance. But if I don't show up, they're going to charge me for it. So why should it be any different for a really expensive restaurant?
Absolutely, Darren Cardoza. Thank you so much.
Richard, thank you. This was awesome. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, real pleasure to speak to you. Check Darren out, The Bitchy Waiter, on Twitter, Instagram, and then on TikTok. It's Official BW. Check him out in Food and Wine, and maybe I'll see you in a restaurant in New York sometime.
I hope so. That would be great. But I hope we're both just eating and I'm not serving you.
That's absolutely what I'm hoping for as well. All right, Darren, thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Talk to you soon. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. When we come back, we'll meet Humble the Poet. He's fascinating. You're going to want to spend some time with this guy. Stay with me.